From Spark and Anvil and Fraction Forge, this is Pi, in Chapter 1 of the Fraction Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced by Gemini 2.5.
Pi, grow up in a pie shop. The pie shop, Crestford & Co., on the main street of the town of Crestford, had been in her family for 5 generations. Her great-great-grandfather had founded it. Her great-grandfather had standardized the pie sizes. Her grandfather had added the savory line. Her grandmother had added the breakfast pies. Her parents, who still ran the shop when Pi left for the academy, had added the slice-by-slice retail counter so customers could buy individual slices without having to order whole pies. The shop was, by Crestford standards, famous. Travelers came from 3 towns over to buy its pies. The shop's slogan, painted in large gold letters above the front window, was, "The slice is the unit, the pie is the whole." This slogan was, Pi eventually realized, the foundation of her future career. Crestford pies had been standardized since her great-grandfather's generation. Every Crestford pie was 12 inches across. Every Crestford pie was cut into 8 slices. Every slice was exactly the same size. This had been an aggressive standardization in its time. Most village pie makers had cut their pies in whatever sizes the customer wanted, with no fixed ratio, but Crestford's great-grandfather had decided that consistency was good for the customer. The customer always knew what a Crestford slice was. The customer could always compare prices. The customer could always know exactly how much pie they had paid for.
Pi, whose given name was Tess, though everyone called her Pi from the time she was 2½, grew up with the slice and pie ratio as a foundational fact of her life. By the time she was 4, she could answer questions like, if you have 3 slices and your brother has 4 slices, how many slices total? 7. How much of a whole pie is that? 7/8. And if your sister brings 2 more slices to the table, that makes 9 slices, which is 1 whole pie plus 1 extra slice, 1 1/8 pies. She did this in her head, all day, every day, throughout her childhood. It was not, to her, arithmetic. It was just how pies worked. When she was 11, she walked into the village school for the first time. Her parents had homeschooled her until then. She had been working in the shop. The school teacher introduced fractions to the class. She drew a pie on the board. She said, "A pie cut into 8 pieces. Each piece is 1/8. If you eat 3 pieces, you have eaten 3/8. Pi raised her hand. She said, "What if you eat 9 pieces? The school teacher said, "You would have eaten more than the whole pie." Pi said, "Yes, you would have eaten 1 1/8 pies. The first 8 pieces are a whole pie. The 9th piece is 1/8 of another pie."
The school teacher said, "That is correct. We call that a mixed number. The 1 is the whole pie's count. The 1/8 is the extra slice fraction." Pi said, "You can also write it as 9/8. The 9 is the total slices. The 8 is the slices per pie. 9/8 is the same as 1 1/8. They are the same quantity, just written differently." The school teacher stared at her. The school teacher said, "How do you know that?" Pi said, "We sell pies." The school teacher, after a long pause, said, "That is called an improper fraction. The numerator is larger than the denominator. It can always be converted to a mixed number, and the mixed number can always be converted back. They are equivalent." Pi nodded. She had not known the names. She had been doing the operation, in her head, since she was 4.
That afternoon, the school teacher walked to Crestford & Co. and bought a single slice. She asked Pi's mother, "Has anyone in your family ever taught fractions formally?" Pi's mother said, "No, we just sell pies." The school teacher said, "Your daughter is a natural teacher of fractions. The slice and pie ratio in this shop has done her education." Pi's mother said, after thinking, "She does spend a lot of time computing slice counts." The school teacher said, "If she ever wants to teach formally, she has a place at the Fraction Forge Academy. Tell her." Pi told her that evening. Pi thought about it for 2 years. She loved the pie shop. She did not, at the time, want to leave. But by the time she was 14,
she had begun to feel that the slice and pie ratio belonged to more than just the shop. It was, in a small way, a piece of mathematics that her family had been quietly preserving. It deserved a wider audience. She joined the academy when she was 15. Her younger sister had inherited her position behind the slice counter. She studied for 3 years. She joined the faculty when she was 18. She has been teaching wholes and parts ever since. In her classroom, she begins every first day lesson the same way. She brings, from her family shop, which is now run by her cousin, one whole 12-inch savory pie. She brings a new one every year. The cousin is happy to supply them. The cousin says the academy children appreciate the slices more than the regular customers do. She places the pie on the desk. She turns to the class. She says, "This is one pie. It has 8 slices. Each slice is 1/8 of the whole pie." The children always agree. Then she says, "If I give you 1 slice, you have 1/8. If I give you 3 slices, you have 3/8. If I give you 8 slices, you have a whole pie. If I give you 9 slices, you have 1 whole pie plus 1 extra slice. That is a mixed number, 1 1/8. It is also an improper fraction, 9/8. They are the same quantity, same 9 slices. She cuts the pie. The children eat the slices. The children understand mixed numbers and improper fractions before they have finished chewing. When children ask whether mixed numbers are hard, pie always says the same thing. They are not hard. They are just more than a whole. When the numerator gets bigger than the denominator, you can count how many holes you have plus how many extra slices. That is a mixed number. Same quantity. Different way of writing it." She still has the slogan painted above her classroom door. It says, "The slice is the unit. The pie is the whole." She points at it whenever a child looks confused.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to PI. Released under Creative Commons BYNC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.